Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Pink Butterfly. My name is Serpil. Today I want to talk about something I am really interested in, which is skincare and also internal health. In this episode, I will explore how skincare is not only about what we apply on our skin, but also about what is happening inside our body. So first, I want to start with why this topic is important to me. I am already interested in skincare products and also probiotic foods like kefir and Turkish yogurt. I have experience using them, and I also sell those types of products. So this is not only an academic topic for me, but also part of my daily life. When we talk about skincare, most people think about creams, serums, or treatments. For example, one product I look at is The Ordinary AHA 30% and BHA 2% peeling solution. This product include chemical exfoliants like AHA and BHA. AHA works on the surface on the skin, while BHA goes deeper into the pores. According to Cleveland Clinic, those ingredients can help improve skin texture when using correctly. But at the same time, I believe it is very important to use them carefully, because too much use can damage the skin. One thing I notice is that many skincare products are called natural or organic. But this can be confusing, because actually everything is made of chemicals, even natural ingredients. For example, some products say they are organic, but they still include preservative or stabilizer. This is necessary to keep the product safe. According to Harvard Health Publication, natural products are not always free from chemicals processing. So, for me, it is more important to understand ingredients instead of only trusting label. This brings me to my main idea. I believe skincare is not only external. It is also connected to internal health. Because what we eat and how our body functions can affect our skin. This is why I became interested in probiotic foods. Probiotics are foods that contain beneficial bacteria. Two examples I want to talk about are kefir and Turkish yogurt. Kefir is a traditional fermented drink made from milk and kefir grains. It comes from the Caucasus region and has been used for many years. Encyclopedia Britannica, 2023. People used to make it at home and share it between families. Today, it is popular because it supports good health. From my own experience, I regularly use kefir and I find it very beneficial. Turkish yogurt is also a traditional fermented food. It has a long history and is widely used in daily life. It contains probiotics and supports digestion. I also prefer homemade yogurt because I feel it is more natural. In our body, we have both good bacteria and bad bacteria. Good bacteria help digestion, support the immune system, and help absorb nutrition. According to Harvard Health Publication, a healthy balance of good bacteria is very important for overall well-being. If bad bacteria become stronger, it can affect our health. This is why probiotic foods are important, because they help increase good bacteria. From my experience, I believe combining skincare and probiotic foods created a more balanced lifestyle. It is not only about looking good, but also feeling healthy. So, overall, I think skincare should not be seen only as external care. It is connected to internal health, diet, and lifestyle. When we support our body from inside, it can also reflect on our skin. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you find it helpful and interesting. See you in the next episode.